Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning, our continuing conversation of Tefillah Kehilchosa. Our learning tonight will be for the merit of the Refuah Shalema, the speedy recovery of Sar Rivka Bas Chaya. As we learned last evening, the Mechaber told us, Kavol Lishnais Achar Parshas HaTamid, after we recite the carbon of the daily offering, the carbon HaTamid. So we say, Perek Ezel Mekoyman. We recite the Mishnas Ezel Mekoyman, Ubebraisa de Rabbi Ishmael. Why? So not like the Gemara said previously, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, as the Hakrava is through the Amira, but actually Mechaber says, as we embellished a little bit last night, Kidei Sheyizke Kol Adam Lilmod B'chol Yom Mikra Mishnah Ovi Gemara. Because of the obligation a person has to learn Torah V'Gisa V'Yoimam V'Layla, so the obligation is fulfilled by having Mikra, having Mishnah, having Gemara. And the Mikra, of course, is the Parshios of the Karbonos that are recited. The Mishnah is Mishnah Mekoyman, and the Gemara, as the Mechaber concludes, the Braisa, the Rabbi Shmuel, Have B'Mokum Gemara. That the Braisa is in the place of the Gemara. Why that specifically is chosen is for another time. But here's what's fascinating. What's fascinating is that sometimes you'll hear, you'll notice, that different minhagim, different customs, of course, are abound. Different shuls do different things. And the idea of saying Karbonos is essential. Now, there are those individuals, surprisingly, that find themselves that they don't say all of the Vayidabers, but they skip right after HaMekadesh Shimcha Barabim, they go right to Ezehu Mekoyman. They won't say the Vayidabers, whatever the reason. That's just how they're accustomed. Now, it's interesting to think about what that is and where that's from. Just doing a little bit of research as to why some people would have chosen to just start with, instead of saying the Karbonos in the formal Mikra sense, which of course we do, and we have our cake and eat it too, and you should, and we do say all of the Karbonos, but why is it that there are some who just recite that the Karbonos that they say is Ezel Mekoyman? So here's an interesting Mishnah Berurah that I share with you, maybe why this is true. So Mishnah Berurah says the following, Yesh Mekomos, there are some places that we know that they have the custom, She'ein Oimrim Ezel Mekoyman Bebeis Ha'ovel, that there is a custom that some people follow, that in a house of mourning, people do not recite the Mishnah's Ezel Mekoyman. Now what's the reason why? Why is that the case? It says, Mipnei she'osir b'talmud Torah. We know that in the time when a person, Rachmana Letzlan Lo'aleinu, is an Ovil, person is sitting Shiva, so the Isser of Limud HaTorah is chal on that person is not to study Torah. So therefore we say, says the Mishnah Berurah, that there are those who follow the custom of not saying Ezel Mekoyman, because that would be tantamount to Limud HaTorah. And actually it's interesting that some explain that this is the reason why some people kind of skip over the Karbonos. You shouldn't skip over the Karbonos, but some people just were accustomed to doing that because you said the bracha, and then right away you went to the limud, you went to the Mishnah, then you went to the Braisa, you went to the Gemara, you went to the learning. So that's what he says, is that there's such a custom that, okay, so you skip the Ezel Mekoman because of the fact that it's Talmud Torah. So here's what the Mishnah Berurah says, very interesting. He says, Ve'ein Zenachom. That is not correct. So you have different opinions, but certainly, okay, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not correct. Why? He says, Shekol shehu seder hayom, ein boi mishum talmud Torah la'ovel. There's a difference between something that's called being kaveya, a seder of limud. That is your daf yomishir, that is your shir mishnayis, that is your shir chumish. That is something that even though you do it every day, that's a seder ha'limud. But here there's something called a seder ha'tfilah. If that's something that is considered a Seder Hayom or a Seder HaTfila, that's part of the davening. And if it's part of the davening, Afal Pichein, even though it kind of does two things, there's a dual purpose insofar as that it's a part of the davening, it's part of the Karbonos, but it's also part of a fulfillment of Limud HaTorah. So if it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, so you would think that it shouldn't be said if a case happens to be that a person's an Ovel, a person's a Mor, they can't learn Torah, so they should skip it. Teretz isn't a no. He says, interesting enough, and he says, there's a chiluk, there's a difference and a distinction between Ezel Mekoyman and Shar Karbonos, that even though you could say that Karbonos is also part of the Seder Yom, it's also part of the Tefillah Yom, but maybe it's not. Maybe even though it is said regularly, or it should be said regularly, it's not considered intrinsically part of the Tefillah in the clinical sense. And then if you say it, it's a merit, it's as if you've had a Limud HaTorah fulfilled, it's as if you've had a Kakrava, as the Gemara Tani says. But actually, functionally speaking, it's not part of the Seder HaTfilah. So it's interesting, this din, why we say it, Not just is it a fulfillment of the doing it, but it's also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and specifically to this Mishnah Zeizeh Mekoyman, and those who don't say it in the Beis Ovel, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not Nachon, because the difference between that which is said as a Limud and that which is said as a Seder Yom, and which is said as a Seder Yom, is still said. Rabbi Hananya ben Akash, Amatzah, Kedosh Baruch Hu, L'Zakos, Es Yisrael.